Board of Equalization, we were trying to get a hold of you regarding your tax appeal. We're still in session this afternoon. We've had a long afternoon, but we'll try back here in a few moments or a little bit to see if we can reach you. Okay, that's just valuation, and that's okay. That's the correct value.
Right.
And that's consistent with the other ones out there, isn't it? That's consistent with the other ones out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that one and the other one. I think Mr. Schenowork is going to be able to do it tomorrow at 11. If you guys want to talk about that one for a second. Mr. Myers doesn't want to produce his income. The assertion was, well, you can do income approaches, you know, with other properties you already have information on. Well, how does that apply to his? I don't really get that argument. So, I mean, if he wants the income approach, he's got to provide the income information. With that said, I think consistent with the other properties, the hotel properties that we have seen, the 23 values are not a significant change.
And he's been selling his pretty good. He's been selling his off.
Selling his properties?
Yeah, his hotels. Okay. He sold two of them, I think.
Well, we don't have any sales. We don't have any comps or anything in front of us. But all they were asking to do was to go back to the 23 values. So I don't know what we want to do on those. But I suppose I could, I mean, if we go back, regardless of the, even if it's not the reason that they wanted us to go back, I mean, probably takes care of that. But I don't know if that's what you guys want to do.
Yeah, because he was wanting to keep his COVID values the whole time.
I don't think that those were COVID values. This is the 23 value.
I don't know.
That's, we made a decision in 23, and they were asking for that to go back to the 23.
Because they took us to the State Tax Commission, too, on all of these.
They took us to the State Tax Commission.
He's been taking us to the State Tax Commission, yep.
The motel property.
Does that mean they took the 23 to the State Tax Commission? Okay. Well, if the State Tax Commission, if we take it back to the 23, I guess they can appeal that as part of it. I mean, they're asking us to take it back to the 23, but they're probably going to appeal that anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what making a ruling on it would change.
Yeah, but
I can put in an email to Travis and ask him whether it's settled what the answer was on any of his.
Okay. Well, I've got him coming in hopefully tomorrow morning about 11 to do this, and we're moving our other ones to 10.
Do you have one with the hotel on it?
Let me try to call BOE 605 back again, Hamblin.
Okay. We still have Creedon to talk about, too. Jesse, I didn't get that.
There you go. Try to resend it.
This is weird.
Is it in your spam?
Maybe? Oh, I didn't look in there. Let me look.
So he has messaged you 33 times.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
So it looks like the COVID values was 2.977.
These people are from Deepwater, Missouri. That's up like south of Clinton, isn't it? I think so.
I don't know.
All right. And then we were trying to go back. We had, what was the other one that we had that we haven't done yet?
419
North Domestic,
page 32.
Yeah. Let's try them again.
Joe Roth.
Thank you.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
This is David Akers again. We're going to put you on tomorrow's docket at 10 o'clock if you want to. It shows in person on here if you want to show up tomorrow at 10 o'clock, or we can just make a ruling in your absence if we don't hear from you. We'll try to call as well. Thank you. Mr. BOE 419, I'll make a motion. We table it till tomorrow at 10.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. I'll do the same thing basically on. I've called twice already. Let's just make a motion. Well, I'll tell them that's what we're going to do.
Did you guys already do $3.99? It was nightly rent.
I think we've done everything but BOE
yes,
605.
We did.
Okay.
We actually had done that one twice.
Was that $25.75?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remember, I left the room for a while.
It's been a long day. We've tried her multiple times. I think we already ruled on that one. That's the very first one.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Bill Alfred
is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is David Akers again with the Taney County BOE. We're going to table your case until 10 o'clock tomorrow. We will call sometime between 10 a.m. and noon. If we don't hear from you, we'll go ahead and rule in your absence. But we'd like to obviously let you be heard on your appeal if you can be available. Thank you. BOE 605, make a motion we table until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. All right. I think that means we've taken care of the entire document today.
We need to table.
But we need to table Creedon. Mr. Creedon if we're going to go and look at that.
Yes.
Let me ask you before we go ahead and do that. I noticed the one which she had like right next to a house that we were asking the question where it had that little shed that was probably on the property. That one's got a value consistent with the other in the neighborhood, which is like $3,700 an acre or something like that. How many of those pieces are there? In other words, do we have very many that are like that? I imagine that's probably.
Well, when you looked at the thing, so the corner of that street was like at 11,000, and then the house was sitting on something, and it was up
nine.
In that area, and then the blank lot was 9,000 something, and I don't know why, but like I said, they were higher from the.
All the rest of them,
back.
All the rest of them along that row seemed
but
below
the rest
them were 3,700 something.
Yeah.
I thought
it could have to do with some kind of infrastructure that may not be there yet.
Okay. Well, in other words, I think that if there are some lots like that, we can put them at the value that they are around that without worrying about. In other words, I think he's bought these. I don't think that they're up to, the price that he paid is certainly less than market value. So you could take those out. In other words, I don't want to discriminate against the other people for those lots.
Right.
And you could put those at whatever the other lots around him are going for, and then take the piecemeal other stuff that he's got. That's we could then divide that, kind of get close to what he paid.
So,
I mean, that's just a thought.
And when I did get what she sent finally, and when I'm looking at this, I mean these values range.
They're all over
from 100 up to 22 to 30.
Well, then that one was 37 or 32.
No, I'm not saying 3,000. I'm saying 22,000.
Oh, 22,000.
Are we talking about Marion Woods, or are we talking about
Marion Woods? Mr. Christie's property.
Yeah, all the properties that are under Tri-Sons.
I mean, I think he's taking those other 10
and, that could be one with
and kind
house.
Of group. He paid more for those other 10 than he paid for all of the rest of those.
Yep.
But I think he's trying to say, look, I bought them in bulk. You know, let's just lump them all together. Anyway, Jerry, would you be able to spend, I hate to ask, would you be able to spend any time tonight on this or not?
I can spend some, but I don't think I'll get through all of them. What are there, 80 of them?
Well, some of them, when you look at the map, are going to be all over the place. I just wanted to look and see. I mean, my thought process is, like with the one that we saw that was so expensive, find those so that we can take those out and value them as to what's around them. But the rest of them that are kind of in bulk,
right,
we can take and give a price to. If we think that they're unbuildable, we can give them that 500 rate, which seems to be prevalent over there. And then the rest of them we can give some other value based on the fact that they're buildable.
Okay.
I mean, and he's got them at, I don't know, that's...
Where's that? You guys had given me that.
I mean, I trust your judgment on that.
Oh, those are... Okay, so those are on this list probably.
I know.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Lots there.
Okay, just the BO.
Okay.
All
day long.
$4,500,
okay, that helps me. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe those ones down below are 500, but the ones that are next to ones that are valued at 3,500... It's hard for me to want to value those at $1,500 or $2,500. I don't think that's fair.
I agree.
Okay. Well,
David, I'm just sending you the St. Street.
Okay.
I just forwarded it to you.
I mean, we can all try to look at it. I just don't know that I, this tonight, I mean, I've spent long nights on other nights, but tonight I don't think I can. I've got somebody in town from Chicago.
No.
So, we could always put him off, I guess, if we had to till Thursday, but I do want to get some semblance of a...
I will figure it out.
All right, if you can. But if not, we can, like I said, we can still...
I mean, honestly, when I'm looking at these, some of these valuations, like, are 230, 220, I shouldn't even have to look at those.
Yeah.
We just leave those alone, right? If we're thinking we just want the ones that are above 500, I mean, that would narrow down quite a few of these.
Or
you're
saying say just
you're going to raise the ones that are less than 500 to 500?
If you want to come up with a plausible plan, I'm happy to hear it. I just don't know without looking at it myself. I just can't. I think you're right also, so let's figure out what that is.
What
we just need to be
so
consistent. We just need to be consistent with what we're doing. I think if you come up with a...
Oh, if the neighbors are more, yeah.
Yeah, you can't. If it's 3,500 in that whole row and there's
right.
houses on it and some open lots and there's utilities there, we can't value it at 2,000.
Right. No, I agree. Okay.
All right. So, yeah, I'm not worried. I think that his values, well, anyway, well, let's see what you can come up with, and then we'll talk about it tomorrow. But is there anything else that we need to talk about today? I think I've talked about Mr. Shinnerwork's stuff. I think we probably can.
Are we going to move him to Wednesday?
I've asked him to come in tomorrow at 11.
Okay.
Okay.
How long do we anticipate being here tomorrow?
I would say from 10 to 12, hopefully. I think I'm hoping that we're going to be done, 10 to 12.
And then we're here Thursday? Are we here Thursday?
No.
Hopefully
we'll take
not
care
here.
Of
huh?
Thursday.
We're not here Thursday?
So we need to move.
No, the only one we have on Thursday right now, I think, is Russ.
It's coming on Wednesday.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is the only one we have on Thursday Russ Shinnerwork?
Yep.
Okay,
but
so that's why I'm saying I think that we can do it tomorrow. The other one we have, though, is that very large track of like 4,300 acres that he bought for $1.8 million or most of it. That's a very large tract that we have to figure out a value for. Your value